Blog Talk Radio.
It's Miss P, and we have on the show with us, Smack Boys. What up, CR? What up,
Smack? Smack. We're shaking. We're here.
Okay, we are finally on the air, guys. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't believe it was happening.
Technical
between last night and today.
Yes, definitely technical difficulties.
So now we're up and running, and it's all good. So now we can move forward with the things that we need to be talking about. So I don't know. I don't want to take the floor. I let one of you guys kind of, you know, want to talk about the magazine and, you know, push that out there because that's basically what the show is about today, talking about, you know, the plans that we have for the magazine and what we're looking for and how it's all going to go about, you know, how it's all going to play out and everything like that. So who want to take the floor on that one and kind of give the listeners a gist of what to expect for Off the Page magazine?
Well, before I go on, let me apologize for me having a sober moment right now because I think I'm sober. I just want to apologize to all my peoples that I'm Smack Nation out there. I'm having a sober moment. I apologize. Okay. Now on to business.
Man, it's crazy. It's too early to get smacked.
Oh my goodness. So what happened? What prevented you from being smacked today, CR?
Actually, I was on my way to being smacked, but I decided to take a little nap. And I guess that's what prevented me, the nap.
Okay, the nap word or law of fine.
You gotta
be on your right side, not on your left. You gotta stay on your right. Okay. At all times. But I just wanted to also, you know, before we go any farther, give you a shout out, you guys, for holding down an Intune show for me for Soul Raise Mix and Mingle. So thank you guys for doing such an exceptional job,
You're so welcome.
You know, everybody has something to say. But you know what, any feedback is good feedback. That's what I say.
Right. It's not a problem. I like all feedback. Positive or negative, it's a good thing just to know that you're getting under somebody's skin or somebody's making somebody laugh.
Right. Exactly. Because, I laughed, so I couldn't even imagine people being upset about it. I listened to it a couple of times. I had to even go and let certain people at my job listen to it, and they were laughing. So, you know, I know when you guys start this show, you're going to have a lot of listeners, a lot of followers, a lot of, you know, people that's going to be supporting what you're trying to do, because that's what we're missing in this society these days, like more laughter. Because definitely everybody's under stress, and, you know, you could use some laugh and some love, you know. So moving on to that, you know, your ladies and gents, stay tuned for the I'm Smack show with CR Buddy and Flip. It's going to be hilarious. They have a lot of great things coming out here. You guys,
when it comes, it's going to be over. I promise you.
Right.
To the radio world, I'm Smack is taking over. You ain't going to want to listen to no other show but in tune and I'm Smack. That's it.
I know that's right. You better let them know ahead of time so they can get their calendar together. So, okay, guys. So who wanted to take the floor basically to talk about, you know, the Off the Page magazine, give a little input out there?
Man, what is there to talk about, honestly? Off the Page magazine.
That's all it needs to be. That's all it needs to be said.
Itself.
Off the Page.
Off the page. What comes to your mind? Something to me like off the hook, right? Like something like you're just ill. You know what I mean? That's exactly Off the Page magazine, man. Since say we can't really say it's off the hook because it's on a magazine. Well, you can't say that, but we gave it a little twist to it, say Off the Page, and that's what exactly it's going to be. You know what I mean? But anyway, we are definitely looking for models, artists, entrepreneurs, producers,
musicians. Songwriters out there, you know, come through.
Everybody, looking for everybody. Anybody that's willing to work with us and grow as one, you know what I mean, to work on the magazine, or anybody that's looking to be in the magazine as far as getting a centerfold or the cover or, you know, anything as far as the magazine, period. Like this is going to be a big project that's going to involve a lot of parties. So, you know what I mean? Like, I would say if you want to lend a hand, you know, holler at us, man. Hand watch other.
No, Off the Page magazine is really focused on all the up-and-coming artists, up-and-coming models, you know, all you up-and-coming photographers, videographers. We trying to shine a light on everybody that's trying to, you know, that's working hard, trying to come up in the game. You know,
it's not just about entertainment, neither. It's about, you know, entrepreneurs as far as doctors, writers, what else we have here? Everything in the world. If you're doing something, you're up and coming, you're doing some great things, man, holla Off the Page, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we have a lot of great prizes. You know, how are we going to do it to, you know, have the submissions for people that's interested in getting in the Off the Page magazine? We're going to basically have a showcase. So, you know, models are 20. Huh?
Hey, can I join?
Sure.
Right? That sounds like fun.
The show.
Yeah. Sure.
What's the what are we going to win, Miss P?
Well, the prizes so far that I have, and I'm still trying to work out some spots to make sure, fine-tune in some stuff because, you know, this is all a product that we just woke up today and said, hey, we're going to put this together. And we've been really working hard on it, guys, trying to put it together in a timely fashion for you guys to bring forth the best stuff that we can generate in such a short time. So basically the prizes will consist of the cover of the magazine, the centerfold. There will be an interview in the magazine. It will be an interview on FM radio. There will also be, if you when you get a video, someone shoot a video for you. Other prizes could be a studio time in a real studio. I don't know where most of you guys go to, you know, do your music or whatever in the house, in the kitchen, or maybe you have Mac products and you do it yourself, which is all good too. But I'm talking about putting you in an official place that has everything that you can think of there. I'm also offering a photo shoot and also a chance to perform at Jam Rock.
Wow.
So, you know, and it gets better from there as time goes on. And for the ladies or the models, the vixens and stuff like that, definitely have something lined up that I'm working on for you ladies. By the time the ball starts rolling a little bit more, roll over about 2-3 more times, I'll have some other stuff to put out there on the Intune show to let you ladies know about a designer who's looking for models all the time. So that would be one of the prizes to a few models that would be, get to work with a phenomenal, well-known designer. So, you know, this is something serious. This is something big. This is not something that is the backyard doing. We taking our time with this to finagle it right, to make sure that everybody's in order and everything that we do is in order and place for you guys. So, you know, again, it's $25 for models, and the models must, you know, bring 2-3 recent photos. You must have comp cards. If you don't, it's okay. A resume of your experience, and, you know, 2 outfits along with accessories and shoes. And that goes for the male and women models. That applies to you both. You know, you both, the models will walk twice in their outfits of their choice, his or her choice, and then that would be it. We'll see them, we'll choose them, and then then they go forward to the showcase. As far as artists are concerned, it's going to be $50 fee for them because, you know, it's a lot more involved than just walking like the ladies do. So you're going to submit a bio, you're going to submit a couple of tracks in MP3 format, you're going to get to perform 5 to 6 minutes of your songs, and you also need to bring recent photos, 2 to 3, and if you have anything on YouTube or Reverb Nation or anything like that that you want to put out there, MySpace, for us to listen to, you can also give us all of that information, so that'll kind of help us get to know you and also pick wisely. So at this point, the application can be downloaded off of the Intune show, which is intuned.webs.com. Click on the document link, and there's the applications. You can print them out, you know. By next week, Tuesday, I will definitely have an address for you guys to send money orders, and, you know, your applications alongside the process can start, you know, going into play. So, you know, keep going, join the Intune site as well, you know, and in that way all the updates are going to be put on the calendar so you guys can keep up what's going on, because I'm not going to be on Facebook every day, you know, chasing and clicking and repasting and clicking. I'm already over that. You know what I'm saying? So I want everybody to stay in the loop, but I would like for everybody who's interested to go to intunes.webs.com, join that site where it's just we are in one place and everybody just know where to get all the information at. You know, so that's all I have to say about that. We're really excited about it. It's something that we know is going to be really big, and we just need creative, supportive, serious-minded, business-minded, goal-orientated people with us, working with us to bring this all together. So we hope that's you, whoever you may be. Anybody want to add to that?
I don't want to even mess up what you just said.
Thank you. You just made me want to send my application.
Exactly. Like
you made me
want to
send the application. I'm about to get on Intune right now and download it.
It's like it was laid out in iron. It was so permanent. your details are just. I don't want to touch that.
Thank you. You're gonna be destroyed.
Only thing I might add is that you could. Anyone that is not comfortable with, I don't want to say not comfortable. Anyone want to hit me up on Facebook as far as the Off the Page magazine? It's CRBUNDY, CR Bundy. First name CR, last name Bundy. Just in case, you know, if you don't have another means of getting to the Intune website, Intune, or flip David Graham on Facebook. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you know, you could even gave you his email address. You know, you could mail us at, you can mail me at David Flip Graham on my Facebook, or you can just hit us up, hit me up on my email is DwayneDGraham@yahoo.com, DwayneDGraham@yahoo.com, and it's the same name and also @gmail.com. So you can hit us up at either or. You know, if you want to send a secret
admirer.
Nah, no Myers. No Myers. It's strictly business. You know, if you want to send a secret application, don't want anybody in your business. But they will know once it comes time for the showcase. So, Ms. P.
Definitely. I definitely ask that, you know, all of those that are interested, definitely hit up CR Bundy and Flip. Definitely hit them up. Just put Flip in the search engine, he'll come right up. Just put CR in the search engine, he'll come right up. For any further information that you guys need, or is this something special that, you know, or something that you don't feel comfortable talking to me about or whatever, from the ones that I did talk to already, you guys can always talk to them about anything. That way, you know, if I'm not around, there's someone around. One of us are around to, you know, accommodate whatever it is or whatever concerns or questions that you may have. And that's just basically it for the Off the Page magazine. Everything is just going to be off the page. You know, we're looking for some creativity, you know, we looking to bring some people up and empower them, so we just hope that it's just all of you feel the same way and you just want to be empowered by empower us, so that's what we basically we're looking for. So, you know, so we appreciate all of you guys that's interested. And I also, someone had asked me too, guys, like, why wasn't dancers included? So I said dancers are more than welcome to come. What do you think, guys? Dance group.
Dancers are definitely welcome. Yeah. Dancers of all sorts, not just exotic, you know.
I'm talking about regular dancers, you know, not exotic dancers. I wasn't putting up no poles on the stage.
Listen, I know what you're talking about. I was just playing. Miss P.
I know you
got the wrong
kind of
dance
in
mind, don't you?
I was just saying, we wasn't going to go and buy no poles just to accommodate. That's all I'm saying.
Right?
Nah, why not?
Now you got to bring your own pole with you.
The flirty,
you know, bring your own brown bag. Bring your own brown bag.
Yeah, you got to bring your own pole with you.
Bring your own brown bag.
To look that up. You know what I mean? Get the pole, two poles on the side, let them do their thing.
Now,
you know
if somebody, we get some poles, those poles are coming home with me afterwards and going on either side of my room.
I feel you, I feel you.
It's definitely true.
But yeah,
get all of that.
This is all a good idea. They're artists. That's, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's artistry, definitely.
With the creative. Anybody with creative thoughts and movement are artists to me. So, you know what I mean? I feel that that's artist covers dances. You know what I mean? So.
That's so true. I wanted to give a quick shout out to Jeremy Thornton. He was supposed to guest host tonight, but his grandmother is ill, and they say that she might not make it over the weekend. So, we just want to send him our love and tell him that our thoughts are with us, and, you know, we hope for a speedy recovery. Whether it's she lives longer or she, if she has to go, then she goes in peace. You know.
Yeah, shout out to Jeremy and Grandma.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'll catch you though when you're feeling up to it and you're feeling better to get you back on the show at a later time. So, you know, my heart goes out to you. Much love. And if you need anything, you know where to find me. I also wanted to give a shout out to Betty. She was also going to be on the show today, but she said she couldn't get things together, so she has to get back to me when she has it all in play and she'll book in, which I understood and I respect. So shout out to you, Betty. I also wanted to give a shout out to DJ Dexter Lawrence and Mike Kawashka, who's called Money Mike. He wanted me to let everyone know that Mondays at Cafe Noir, 32nd and Grand Street, from 10 to 2, he plays deep house and soul music. So he just wanted me to, you know, plug that out there for him. So there you go. For all of those that sent to, you know, club and deep soul house, whatever that may be, I'm going to have to, you know, get at him about that one. Because Miss P is totally
soul
out.
House? Right. Huh? Right. I'm so interested in that. I think I want to go down to the club on Monday.
I think I need to see this. Is this like a new dance? Is it a new look? It sounds interesting.
It definitely does.
I mean, to the point where it's just like, wow, you know, should I be bartending there? Should I get some stocks there? I don't know.
I think I need to place myself in the environment.
Right. I'm definitely interested in this whole situation now. He sparked my interest. I just know that things change all the time, but damn, where was I when that one was made up? But anyway, did you guys hear about that story on Facebook about the parents who are suing Facebook?
For what?
They're suing Facebook because... their daughter's dead body. Huh? Wait,
for? I'm sorry, because
I'm on the live too.
Because Facebook is so addictive. Like, I think it's a drug, so therefore they're suing Facebook for being a drug. But anyway, back to your story, Ms. Fee.
Right. Well, the story goes as this. You know, they're being sued by victims' parents. These parents are from Staten Island. You know, on this Monday that just passed, they sued them because they want the names of everyone who viewed the photos of the death of their daughter. So they took the crime scene photos and uploaded them to Facebook.
Wow.
It was exposing her dead body, mutilated body on Facebook. So the EMT who took the pictures posted the pictures.
Wow. I heard about this.
Right, and the family came across it, and then they went crazy and want names of everybody who viewed them, as well as going after Facebook. Now,
well,
unfortunately, the daughter died March 2009. However, this is, you know, April 2011. But you would think, that what sick person would actually go and do some crap like that?
As far as what, mutilating her body?
Oh, those pictures. Yeah, taking her pictures that he took that was personal private possessions after the death of someone's mutilated body through a horrific death. You take their pictures and use it out to your own benefit? And what did you benefit out of it?
But those pictures could have been, no, you find a mutilated or some real extreme type photos on the internet all the time. So I don't see where, just because it happens to be their daughter. Only reason, if it's coming from the source of the actual EMS, you know, I think that's a little twisted. You know what I mean? Because
they
can put a search engine and see all type of craziness. You know what I mean?
No,
but
that's true, CR.
Their daughter, I know.
Yeah,
just because it's their daughter, there's a problem.
They should focus. They should focus on the actual EMT, because that's dead wrong.
Right.
Even though you can search,
right,
you can put any type of thing on in a search engine, you can find all kind of mutilated people in that position. But they shouldn't. He should have took it upon himself to put their daughter's photos on the internet like that. Like, I don't understand. Like, where his thought process was that on that one. That's crazy.
Well, you know what? I could see Facebook get in trouble for this because you have to upload the photos, so therefore everything has to be checked that you put on. That you put on the Facebook site. So there is a process that is, because they don't want no nudity or whatever the case may be. So they post a screen of photos. So,
but you know what?
Hey.
Honestly, I feel a kind of way about it because that could have been any brother, it could have been a sister, it could have been auntie, it could have been whatever. And to tell me his punishment is only 200 hours community service and he lost his EMT certificate, that's not enough justice for me. To me, because I'm thinking on a level that you trying to get over something in life, right? A death of a loved one, and then here you go, boom, the person who picked her up from her death web puddle or wherever the hell she was at, death bed, death puddle, whatever, and takes pictures of her and exploits them on the internet. Like, look.
Well, to be honest,
He should have got jail time. Tampering with evidence, hello?
It's not a crime the way he should have been put in jail, but he should have been.
It's not a crime to tamper with evidence. Isn't that evidence? The photos,
but
once you take a picture of a dead body?
It isn't evidence. As of
it's evidence, but it's not like he's not actually tampering with evidence. Like he's just taking
because
taking
it's not in the police custody. You know what I mean? He took his own photos. That's like
yeah,
could have been an innocent bystander on the side taking those photos. You understand what I'm saying?
That's just
Maybe we should call it.
Yeah, maybe I should just rile this whole thing up and get everybody cutting up everybody because of this on Facebook, and then people trying to kill me because Facebook is going to be closed tomorrow.
Exactly. So you got to watch what you say, Miss P.
Okay. And what about this other? Did y'all hear about that other Facebook crap?
What's that?
No.
This one about the police hunt that's on for the kid that got beat up because he had pink laces. Yeah, he got pink laces in his sneakers. Was beat up early Sunday on 6th Avenue and was yelled gay slurs because he had on a pink sweater and with pink laces. But at the job that he works at, they have to, with the restaurant he works at, that's the dress choir.
Wow.
So they require the men to come dressed in pink laces and.
Yes.
No, I don't think they are. He probably could wear a pink tie. I think the restaurant where he works at requires you to wear a clothing item that has pink in it, but you don't have to wear pink laces.
Oh, okay, and that's what he. And that's what he did.
All right, he could have wore a pink tie.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe he didn't have a pink tie.
Even so, that he mean because he got on pink, that mean he gets beat up. Like,
no,
are you justifying?
No. I'm not justifying the fact that he was beat up for having a pink sweater on and pink laces. But what I'm saying is that he didn't have to go all out with it. I'm just saying I wouldn't have went all out and wore a bunch of pink. If I had a job that required me to wear pink.
Maybe he wanted to be Employee of the Month. Maybe he wanted to do the extra thing. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Well, now he got extra done to him. It's messed up.
Oh, so you're going to be afraid to wear color?
Of course not. So I would have wore pink, but just my character alone, I wouldn't have been able to wear that much pink. That's all I'm saying. I couldn't have wore pink laces and a pink sweater and went to work like that. I would have probably had a whole outfit on with a pink. Like, you know, stuff like,
so even no matter what you had on that was pink, they came at him because he had on pink. So if you had on a pink tie, they probably would approach you too. So what are you saying? Just because he had on pink?
Not necessarily, because that's a conversation we had not too long ago. Remember? Now they it wasn't they approached that man not just because he was wearing pink. You know, it was something about his character, his demeanor that made them approach him. You understand what I'm saying?
But, you know,
it
that's
wasn't,
so, so...
It wasn't just the clothing.
But
it
that's
was
so,
they
like,
seen something
cleaned out,
movement.
Though.
It,
right.
It is.
So is it... Does it make it right for the fact that he...
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean? However his demeanor was?
I don't know. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it right. But, you know, is the fact that they probably... It wasn't just, I don't feel that it was the clothing. They probably seen in his... They probably seen his personality, like not his personality, but they probably seen, all right, this guy, he's a pushover, and let's pick on him because he's not going to do anything wrong. He's not going to do. He got on pink, so let's pick on him. He's not going to do anything. He's going to, if he tries something, he's a bunch of us, let's beat him up and jump him. You know,
all right,
was,
so you're saying, in other words, if Andre the Giant
that wouldn't happen.
Had on pink sweater.
It wouldn't have happened.
It's a pink.
if that man came outside.
The pink shoelaces.
He came outside in a pink bikini and pink flip-flops, and nobody wanted to send him to Andre the Giant. I'm pretty sure you wouldn't.
How he carried himself.
Nah, not because how he carried himself, because the man was 7'12 and weighed 5,000 pounds. Like, he would have just ate you. Like,
I would have challenged him.
You would have challenged
him. I would have challenged him to a cage match if I ever saw him.
Who? Andre?
Andre to a steel cage match with a steel chair.
And you would have got obliterated.
It would have been no Intune show. Intune would have never been
part. Would have got obliterated. No Miss T right now.
He would have fun with you, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Game.
That
would
is
have got
so
deleted.
Freaking crazy.
Control Hulk.
But what about that DJ that got killed? Hot 97 DJ, Megatron.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about
that.
Hot
97 DJ? Or was he 106 and Park DJ?
He was Hot 97's DJ, then he was working at 106 in Park. He got shot over the week last weekend in Staten Island for buying weed.
Yeah,
for trying to buy weed.
How you get shot trying? The man just trying to stimulate his mind, and you going like, what? I don't understand what people be thinking sometimes. This man trying to spend money with you, and you want to shoot him.
Well, maybe they was arguing over the size of the bags. Maybe he tried to sell him a nick and charge them a dime for the nick. He's like, yo, what is this, son? This ain't 1.0. I ain't stupid.
What you mean, man?
You know what you have to do?
Get up out of here, son. Like, niggas become drug dealers and think they're gangsters. People become drug dealers for the image.
No, you definitely have to carry around a scale. For those who smoke, you may have to just walk around with a scale.
Yeah, man, because you
make it. Might be a couple of points off, man.
Yeah, because I'm the smoker. In this I'm smack situation, I'm the smoker. And some guy tried to bring me some weed that was, like, it was like a tray bag. There was no weed in there. It was two seeds in the stem and one bud. And he tried to give me something about that. I had to close my door in the face. Goodbye. Like, this weed thing, people is killing over it now. When you start killing over weed, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Right. It's crazy. It is crazy.
Yeah.
It is crazy. And he lost his life over something like that.
Next thing, I'm going to be killing niggas over coronas. What is this world going to come to?
Nah, I doubt that because it's not illegal. But I think the coronas will make somebody kill
somebody. Absolutely.
Right.
You take a nigga's corona and ball. That's
murder
right
there. We were
talking
about, you know, and I'm going to bring this up anyway because whatever. But we were talking about, because a lot of people probably need to be educated about this, so this is why I'm bringing it up, about STDs from unclean sex toys.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
You know, so it's like, yeah, well, yeah, you can, you know, transmit. If the person, whoever uses it, has it, then it can go back and forth.
Yeah, you.
Period.
I think you need proper disinfectant to use your toys. I don't think you can just, that's if you have STD. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
If it's clean, right, I think you can, whatever it does, if you have an STD or not, I think if you don't clean your toy right, it's going to obviously create a
certain
bacteria. Some kind of
bacteria is going to get inside it.
That's going to give you something, right, if you're having sex with a sex toy. But I guess it depends on what sex toys you're using. Like, I don't know how that works, but I did have a story about, I don't know if I can share with you guys, but we'll save that.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I'm reading that they have, you know, a lot of people that contracted it from that or whatever. And all they basically are saying is that, you know, just use proper stuff to clean your stuff. And then you won't have this situation.
So, look, you think you're having sex, safe sex with a toy and you still get it?
Yeah.
Right, because you know what? You wouldn't think that because you're not having, you know, secretions from another body on you or down there touching you that it would give you anything, but you actually making yourself sick by masturbating.
Right. Or whatever you may be doing, because you might have to, because somebody with an STD could rape your sex toy. And how would you know? You come home one day, and your sex toy was raped.
You come home one day, you look in your room, your sex toy, your toy leg all open, it's looking all violated, looking at the floor.
Not even that.
They probably put it back the way it was. So, because if you see something like been tampered with, I don't think you're just gonna go and use it. So, therefore, you go and use the sex toy, thinking that you cleaned it the night before, and bam, STD.
That's so crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, where do they do that at?
Yeah, it's rather interesting. Interesting topic.
Wow. Well, what about that doll that we were all in question about whether the doll breastfed the breast milk baby.
That we need somebody else help because we don't know too. We don't got some.
No. We just got the help because guess what? Miss P is on it.
You's on it, Miss P.
I'm on it. So basically, the doll was made and is out in the UK. Okay. And what it did is it hit the UK for little girls to mimic the act of breastfeeding already causing a stare. So basically the breastfeeding baby is a way to show children, these little girls, how to be in a position with their nipples and everything else and how to breastfeed.
I can't stand that. That's,
so when a doll's mouth is brought close to the top of it, it sets off the senses in the dog, causing it to move and make suckling noises. Okay.
Wait, and this doll is for little kids?
Yes.
It's terrible. That's disgusting. What type of person makes a toy that sucks a little girl? That's disgusting. Who makes toys? Like, so nowadays they're gonna have a Ken doll with the man items. They're gonna be humping on a Barbie or something. Like
they're gonna have Barbie condoms,
right? They're gonna have little Barbie condoms inside her little Barbie car glove compartment. Pull it out. I'm good. I'm ready. Even though you plastic,
yeah.
I got some plastic.
they said a firestorm is breaking, you know, in Phoenix over this whole doll thing because. They're like, you know, a new doll, this new doll that lets little girls pretend to breastfeed, and the company behind it claims this doll teaches, you know, the young girls how to nurturing skills. That's why the doll was created.
I don't say it's a 50-50, but I think it's more towards it's a bad idea.
Because what happens when
it's a good idea?
What happens when these kids want to start nurturing early? Like, oh, I'm gonna do this. I can be a mother. I'm 7 years old. I can be a mother. Let me go find me a baby daddy.
Right.
Like this,
I'm against the doll,
period. Kids how to grow up a little too fast. With
exactly.
That, teaching these kids how to grow up a little bit too fast.
Exactly. I'm totally against this whole thing.
I can see the dolls targeting teens, but I don't think a teen would use a doll. Like, especially the teens these days, they think they're grown anyway, so I don't think they would even, you know what I mean? Like, I think the whole venture of the nipple-sucking doll fails. It's just my opinion.
Yeah, that idea sucks. The people that sat together in that room and came up with that idea, that concept sucks. You know, they had a creative mind like we did when we put together the Off the Page magazine because we're going to come off the page with that. This nipple-sucking thing, that's pure craziness. That's madness.
I wouldn't want to have my child having a doll like that personally if I was, you know, had a child daughter. I just or my niece or my little cousin or whatever. I just don't condone that because at one point in life, me being a young mother myself, you know.
Excuse me?
Is everything okay, guys?
Everything's okay over here. Is everything okay over there?
Yeah, everything's good.
Continue.
Okay, so me being a young mother myself is like, it was traumatic to have a baby and be and have to take care of it and do all the things that you so used to playing with your dolls. And when you're ready to put your dolls down in the bucket or in the toy box, you could do that. But with a baby, you can't do that. So once you learn to be a mother and nurture and accept the responsibilities that you have that comes with this child, and so many kids were getting, at one time, it's like an epidemic. So many teenage girls were getting pregnant so young and back to back when I was having my kid, that you would think that, okay, the pregnancy rate slowed down a lot for young girls getting pregnant right now. But at the same time, it's just like, why would you want to show them these things to put more in their head to be rebellious? Because now you're making them grow up. If they 6 years old, 7 years old, and they was good little girls, now at 9, they're going to be horrific. Because now they done had a breastfeeding doll. They done had a doll that smoked cigarettes. Barbie got Malibu this and Malibu that, all this stuff, and pretty dresses and shoes. I think it's just like all this stuff that's stimulating their minds for them to believe. Look at the ones that always want to be skinny and throwing up and being anorexic and bulimic. They feel like these things they play with, they want to be like the things they play with. They want to be like the girls on the TV. You know, and then you wonder why these kids grow up to be the way they are because of the things in life that's offered to them. It's like, what you do? What could you do? Where do you draw the line at with this whole thing? So I think it's disgusting that they even thought about formulating a damn doll like that.
That's like, I don't like that.
Well, a man could go up to her, like, say, for instance, a freaking child stalker can go up to your daughter now that she got a breast doll, okay, and suck on her like that, and she gonna think it's okay because the doll can do it?
Well,
this is where my head's at. I'm sorry.
They're gonna have to take every doll that they manufactured and switch it over to a sex toy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Cause
that's basically what it is, a sex toy.
When two little girls are playing together, and you're going to leave, they're going to be in a room, and then one girl's going to put down a teddy doll, and then, oh, let me try it on you. And you're going, your parents going to walk in the room, you're going to have a little girl sit another little girl's nipple. And then what you going to do then? You're going to try to sue the doll company.
It's crazy.
You can't even have that for teens. You can't even have that for teens, because I watch Maury, and you got 15-year-old girls that want to have babies. And that's going to help them have it even more.
They should have like a cage for teenagers that want to have babies. Just put them in a cage, in a steel cage match, with 1,000 babies, okay? And just put 3 teenagers with 1,000 babies in there, and they got to take care of all of them. Because, like, one child is like having 1,000 babies. So once they grasp that whole analogy about I'm in a steel cage with, and I can't get out with 1,000 babies, maybe it will slow their roll.
It has to be
bigger consequences for their actions in order for them to take heed.
I say let them have them.
To have the baby?
One way or another, right? Hey.
Oh, Lord.
They want to be big girls? Let them be a big girl.
No, CR, no. Oh, it's just crazy,
I don't know.
What'd you say, Flip?
I said, don't influence them. I'm talking to shit. I don't influence
them. I'm not influencing it at all. They're going to do what they want to do anyway. This is what teenagers are these days.
They're going to be telling their parents, see our bunny from Mom Smack said it's okay for me to get pregnant, and they're going to try to sue us.
Listen, they're cool.
This is a good time for you guys to plug in your show and let everybody know that you guys are going to have a show coming up. This is a perfect time.
I'm smacked. It's on deck. We're on deck, everybody. Right now, we're not smacked, so that's why we're not, you know, going crazy. But when our show comes, it's always going to be smacked. We're always going to be smacked. For the show.
Smack. Shout out
to
the
show.
Shout out to the Smack Nation out there.
Yeah, everybody that's waiting for I'm smacked. Everybody that's waiting for I'm smacked. Don't be mad at us because it's coming. It's
everybody,
in progress.
Everybody that's waiting for 8 p.m. smack time to get smacked. Shouts out to them. But, yeah, it's coming soon. We should be getting it up and going within the next 2 weeks. We'll keep y'all posted on Facebook, Twitter, the Intune show. Don't worry, you'll hear about it. If you're listening now, you'll definitely hear about it.
We got a 5-minute segment on Good Morning America coming up soon.
Why are you slipping? Don't even stop.
Wait, definitely.
Slipping.
I want to be there with you when this all happens. I want to be there in the flash. I'm going to take off work to be there.
Don't even start with the fibbing, dude. Like, come on, man.
What do you mean? I'm not fibbing.
You got
I'm
a five-minute segment of Good Morning America?
Yeah, I'm going to be in front of Good Morning America.
You got blank and your segment is over.
I'm going to be in front of Good Morning America studio with my big bulletin board with cardboard, and it's going to say I'm smacked in tune. Holler is going to look at it. It's going to be on my sign for 5 minutes. They're going to be looking at me for 5 minutes, and that'll be good.
Yeah. I know that's why. You got it down pat.
Good luck with that,
so,
bro. Good luck with that, bro.
He said you're going to do it, then we're going to get him that board, too.
I'm going to be there telling you to stop it. Like, don't do this to yourself.
You're hurting yourself.
Definitely. So let's play a song, guys. Let's play a song. This song is by David Johnson, Dark Girl, and it's called 1984. It's a little different. He writes his own music. He does everything himself. So let's check it out.
Let's do it.
Let's do it if it let me do it.
All right.
I guess it won't let me do it.
I really wanted to hear the song.
I know, right? Yeah. We get all amped for it, and now we like, what?
No, it was such a great introduction.
Right?
And now I can't hear the song. I'm tired of these technical difficulties. What is going on?
I know. It seems as though this week has been such a horrific week of things happening that it's like I can't even get my mind clear for one thing from something else happening, you know? And then it's like my mind is so flooded about the showcase, the magazine, the this and the that, and the regular job and your personal life, and you know, it's just like, what the hell? And now you get on and you get amped because, you know, you're ready to do the things that you got to do for your show and be focused, and you can't even do them.
Right.
So, yeah, my switchboard is totally not even,
another
it's on a blank.
Another reason to get smacked. Another reason to get smacked.
Yeah, yeah, you know, I'm ready to just go pop a bottle of wine right now before my very eyes.
Ooh,
I wish
wine?
It could levitate from the. I wish it could levitate from the cabinet,
the wine cabinet?
into my mouth.
See, that's why you need assistant. Assistant? No, just playing.
Yeah, you see, okay. Here's how I'm smacked. Big Al would have came through. You scream assistant, Big Al come through with the shots and the roll ups, and we get it popping. You gotta get
she would have definitely had that going on. Definitely.
Because Big Al's a soldier.
So, Tia, tell us.
About
you know, all the new music and stuff that you're working on, you know?
Man, I don't want to touch that situation. I'll come back on the show as an artist. Right now, I'm a smack boy. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's cool. That's cool. I just wanted to put it out there.
What's that?
That, you know, it's artists. What happened?
There's real great music coming from my end. That's what I need to say about that.
Yeah, that's all I was really going to put out there, too. That's some good things are happening, and, you know, if you guys are ever looking for somebody to network with in the music game, you know, CR is someone that you guys should look up on Facebook, and that's CR Bundy.
Yeah,
it's not I am Bundy,
first name,
it's CR Bundy.
It's CR first name, last name Bundy. I'll add me.
Yeah, the beat is on deck. The man's a monster.
Okay.
All right, stop tooting my horn now. Stop tooting my horn.
Oh, no. That laugh was sinister.
Yeah, right?
I was a little scared and nervous.
You said you were nervous? You got shivers, Miss P?
I started shivering in my jammies, like, ooh. So listen, guys, Usher has tickets at the Coliseum. Oh, I'm in such a debating mode
Wait. Usher have tickets for the Coliseum. Are you talking about Jamaica's Avenue Coliseum?
No, I'm talking about Long Island.
Long Island? Nassau Coliseum?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Please, 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 please. I'm about to say, why is he performing at the Coliseum?
Right? Out of all venues, they're going to go to the Coliseum.
Pardon me. Go ahead, Miss G. I'm sorry.
Fine. I was just saying that he's going to be there, and I'm trying to see if I could work that into my budget because I could really want to see him. But I really can't see him if I'm on the top of the ceiling or at the exit.
Mm.
You know, the tickets start from like $70 all the way up to almost $2,200.
That's not too bad if you're an Usher fan, I guess.
You know, it's not too bad if, you know, if I had $2,000 just laying around. Because I would definitely want to be in the VIP section. That's for sure.
But you want to be on stage with him, or you want to get backstage passes?
Yeah, I want to sit on his lap.
Wow.
Okay? I want to tell him it feels like bedtime.
Wow. Oh, look, she's plugging in songs and all that. Yeah, you're a fan, aren't you?
I would be like, it feels like bedtime, yeah.
Look at her. Look. If it was the I'm Smack Show, this would have got took to another level, but I'm going to keep it real PG nice. I'm going to keep it real PG nice right now.
You going to let me go, time. Right? You going to let me go?
Right.
All
right,
cool. I'm feeling that you let me go because I was a little bit nervous. I didn't know what to say.
You should have been.
Okay, I was extremely nervous.
You're about to get the SmackDown session.
Okay, the SmackDown session, huh? So,
right.
I just got an email on Facebook asking us when do we think we'll be ready to start doing the auditions.
Well, the audition should come sometime real soon. I wouldn't say real soon, but like I said, we're working on, like Ms. P had mentioned earlier, that we're working on certain things. So what do you think?
Well, I say the auditions will probably start in May, early June.
Right. That's good weather. Because this weather's been a little crazy. You know, we don't want to bring people out and this weather's a little crazy. You know what I mean? We don't know if it's going to get a cold day or a nice day. Just in case the line is wrapped around the block, we want to make sure you're in some good weather. You know what I mean? So.
Exactly.
Right. And
exactly.
The line should be wrapped around the block. It should be. Because this is a great opportunity, I think.
It's an awesome opportunity. The opportunity to be, you know, in a magazine that's going to be doing its thing, and it also put yourself out there because people need to start thinking about it. It's us who have to start coming together and thinking more of ourselves and help one another empower and uplift each other. People have talent everywhere we go, and they always complaining that they broke. But I'm always complaining that I'm broke, don't get me wrong. But then I always have to outsource that and think of other things that I could do to try to possibly get money. You can spend money to make money, you know what I'm saying? Or you can sit in front of the TV all day talking about how much you hate your life, or you can get up and you can do something with the talents that you have. The $50 application fee for the artists and the $25 fees for the dancers and the models, that's not a lot of money.
Well, I feel, Miss P, that it's not even about making money. If you're an artist and you're doing something that you love, you would just do it to do it. You know what I mean? Like, of course, at the end of the day, everybody want to get chipped off and, you know what I mean, get a little pocket change, whatever the case may be. But, like, if you love doing something, if you love making music, you love dancing, you love being a model, getting your photos taken, like, this is a great opportunity right here. I think $50 and $25 is a small fee to pay at a chance of,
showcase your talent.
You know what I mean?
It's a good opportunity for all you people to showcase your talents, you know? Don't want to be sitting there when you're old and like with all the what ifs. What if I could have made a cover of Off the Page magazine when I had a chance to? What if I would have been the hottest new rapper in Off the Page magazine, but I never took a chance to? You know, you don't want to be out there wondering when you're old and gray. Off the Page going.
No, you have to take time to invest in yourself. Invest in your dreams. Invest in yourself. And that's all I have to say about that.
Definitely.
All I have to say about that. I'm just looking forward to all the great things that are to come in my life, CR's life, Flip's life, and our team. We're just looking for all the great things that's going to be unraveling soon. And, you know, I want you guys to understand that we look for great things for everybody, but you have to want it for yourself, too. So we're here, and our hands and our arms are open to receive you. So hopefully, you know, you'll notice that, and you take that into heave, and then you just, you know, go with the flow.
We here, and call it a day. The hands and arms are open, but the hands and arms are open. We're not going to work for you. You gotta be willing to put that work in. You can't be lazy.
Exactly.
If you really want to do this, you gotta be a part of it. You can't be just halfway doing it. Cause your
right.
dream will pass over. We ain't gonna put your dream in fault for you. We gonna help you with it.
Absolutely. You know, and again, we have an off the page magazine group. You guys can join it to stay up to date with some of the stuff that's going on. With the group, or you can log on to ntuned.webs.com and join the family, the Intu family, and basically stay, you know, inundated with all the stuff that's going to be happening for the Off the Page magazine and for the Intu show, because the Intu show is about to go in another direction too, so you guys don't want to miss that. So it's a lot that we have planned for you guys. It's a lot that we have planned for ourselves, and we just totally look forward to all of the things that, you know, we are blessed to, you know, to be able to share with the world, you know. So that's just where we are right now. We wanted to come on today because we was having so much technical difficulty, and I wanted to come on with the boys, you know, because they always have me laughing, and just share with you, you know, our visions and what we have in store for you guys, and we're trying to take it to the next level. So I'm just hoping that, you know, y'all ready to take it to the next level too.
Let's do it.
And that's just that. Let's just do it and stop playing. I mean, I'm getting old. I was looking at wheelchairs last night.
Really?
I was trying to pick out my wheelchair last night.
You're already looking to your menopause plan?
Right, I'm already looking through my mini course plan. You know, shoot, I'm already looking at my freaking benefits and stuff. Like, what?
That's it comes with a wheelchair, reading glasses, a newspaper.
Yo, I'm telling you, it comes with one of those bracelets.
the menopause plan.
When you are going across the floor, your bracelet pops off of you. What happens then?
I know, right?
What happens then if your bracelet is laying over by George that used to love to swim?
Oh, Jorge?
Yeah.
Jorge who smokes the cigarettes. That, right.
Okay, what is going to happen if you fall out of steps and your bracelet fall by Jorge? Okay,
yeah,
in water.
That's not a good look.
Y'all going down.
That's exactly why I'm not adding on to the joke, because we would have a hailstorm of hate mail. That's why we're keeping with that.
We have hate mail coming from every direction, every state. They would go get
right,
Help Me Howard.
That's why, as long as they're lost now, they just keep them that way. if you want a little more blunt stuff, tune into the I'm Smack show. That's where we get real crazy.
Okay, and that's in 2 weeks, ladies and gents. The I'm Smack show will be on in 2 weeks. If you didn't hear the last show, log on and check out the archives, Stories Mix and Mingle. Miss P was out of the studio, and they held it down for me. They was doing their thing. I mean, the boys are crazy, but this I know, but I want you guys to know it. How crazy it could really be. You guys would enjoy them very much. It's just too much good times with them, you know. And every time you're around them, you got to use the bathroom. Because you got to pee on yourself.
When you listen to our show, just have an open mind. That's what I'm going to say about that. Like,
right.
Be
right.
Open-minded.
It's not for everybody.
Right. It's definitely not for everybody. But just don't be a hater or an uptight individual that, when you're listening to the I'm Smack show, just very, please have an open mind. Man, take a little drinky drink. You know what I mean? Get loose. You know what I mean? Or roll up something nice. Pop some on something nice. You know what I mean? Like, definitely.
If you have a problem, don't be afraid to call in and talk to us about it. We want to talk to you about your problem.
Right. Right. Then we'll introduce you to the SmackDown session.
You know? don't think you're not going to get smacked. You're not going to get smacked. You're just going to get a lot of smack thrown at you.
But, yeah, well, share your thoughts.
That could be appreciated, too.
I love it. I love the negative feedback. I love positive feedback. I love feedback, period. If I'm influencing someone's life or making an impact on somebody's life, the things I say, the things I do, I think I'm doing a good job. As long as I'm out there not bashing nobody or hurting anyone, you know what I mean? It's a good thing.
Yeah, the stuff we say don't hurt nobody's feelings. You know what I mean? It probably don't like it, but it ain't hurting your feelings.
It might hurt some people's feelings because I think we're very blunt individuals. And, you know, people don't like to hear the truth sometimes.
Well, they're going to have to deal with it.
They're going to deal with it.
Yeah.
they don't sound cocky. You ain't going to get no listeners, man. See what I mean? Like,
wasn't you guys telling me that you were going to be putting together a party soon?
Oh, yeah. That...
Well, that's another topic. That's another topic we can't talk about on an in-tune show.
Yeah.
So if you tune into I'm Smack within the next couple of weeks, you'll find out more about that.
See you guys, Miss Peaky.
Why can't it be said on the in-tune show?
She's trying to hold us hostage for her show. We're not going to get our show up because she wants us on her show. She's holding us
hostage. I'm trying to hold y'all hostage.
She's holding us hostage, y'all. She got a solid foundation
right now. I ain't
trying
to hold these fools hostage, guys. Believe that. Okay. I was just trying to think and move on that one so y'all can stay true to that party.
Oh, duh. I see you put it out there now. Now we have to make it, we have to manifest it. This is not a good thing. But anyway, now what else? Thanks, Miss P, for bringing that one up. But, yeah, we're definitely looking to throw a party. It's going to be a little,
Events in one.
Two different events in one, you know, tattoos and a little exoticness, you know, I'm going to keep it like that.
A little tattoo strip party shindig, you know.
I try to say it so politely and he wants to go and just throw it out there. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
he didn't catch your drift.
No,
obviously not.
I caught the drift. But, you know, I'm trying to help out. My fellow high smack boys, you know, the high smack, you know, all that. They ain't trying to think into all that, man. So I'm gonna keep it 100 out there for the high people that smack right now. You know, we're going to have a tattoo stripper party shindig. Holla. That's how it's going to go now.
Tattoo stripper party shindig.
We definitely going to keep y'all posted on that, so stay tuned for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy.
Definitely.
Is you coming?
Definitely. Oh, you know Miss P's in the house, you know. Miss P's in the house. I'm going to be there. I got to represent too, guys. Come on. Miss P is going to be there because Miss P can use another 100 tattoos. I'm not done yet. I am not done yet.
All the needles away from me.
All the needles away from you?
Yeah,
wow.
I can't do the needles.
I want to start doing? We have like a little... I think we're going to start posting videos on YouTube, man. I think we should start doing that, man.
Yeah, we want to do that.
I think we should definitely give people the visual.
Right.
I honestly don't think that just listening is just enough.
Right.
Stay tuned for that information, too. We're going to start give up our YouTube page and all of that so we can keep y'all posted on a visual event that takes place in
Right. Also on the websites, we're gonna also have webcams hooked up on the you know, websites where you guys can do web blogs, and we could go on there and do web blogs too, where you guys could see us, and you know, everybody could just ricochet off of that, and you know, it's a few seconds blog. You just say ask your questions on video if you have a webcam connected to your device, which most of them do. And you just ask your question and then have the other members of the site just, you know, comment to that video. So that's definitely already on there. And I'll actually start posting one tomorrow. And that way I'll start the whole posting thing out with the video now. And then everybody can just kind of ping pong off of that.
Okay.
So I'm just hoping more people.
Do your thing. Continue to talk. I'm just throwing little jabs in there.
No. I'm just saying that, you know, just hopefully everybody would just start, you know, doing a little bit more, giving us their feedback. I mean, it doesn't matter good, bad. We just want to know. We're going to start putting up questions on the our pages. You're going to see it on Cook's page. You're going to see it on CR's page. You're going to see it on my page. You're going to just see various questions that I'm going to be asking. Those questions, if you get a chance and you're on Facebook for more than 10 minutes, take a minute out of that 10 minutes that you're on Facebook and kind of can you just reply to those questions that I'm going to have up there, because we're trying to serve you the best way we can. The magazine that we're trying to unravel and have out there in the world, basically we want it to be catered around the people that we love, and that's you guys. So those questions that I post are not just postings. Those postings because I want to get your actual feedback from it, and I expect everyone that's a friend book friend or family to comment on it so it can kind of give us a direction to steer in for our first issue. So these questions you might see like 3, 4, 5 times a day. So you'll feed them up there, and when you do, it's not just a general question. It's not against anybody. It's about us just trying to manifest this book that so we can bring forth something that you guys are going to want to be bothered with. So
maybe you should help someone. Maybe
huh?
You should give somebody one of the questions now. You should ask one of the questions now. Like, what is the question?
Well, what do you want to see? What would you want to see more of in your magazine?
Right.
You know.
Well,
What would you want to see, CR?
Me, honestly, if I'm looking through a magazine, I like pictures and art. You know what I mean? Like, not saying I'm not up for a good read or a good story if it's definitely interesting, but I like pictures and art. You know, I think pictures you can paint your own stories with, you know what I mean, and put your own story to them and whatever the case may be, you know. I just like a lot of pictures. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to put it in.
Yeah, more pictures. I like a lot of pictures. I like a lot of pictures, but you got to add some words because I want to know a little bit about my pictures. You know, you got to have the most detail with the least amount of words. You understand what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Right.
But I like the pictures. I like to look at the beautiful images. Because, I'll be smacked, I'll be high. So pictures, like, it's good food for the eyeballs. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
You get the drink?
Fair enough. And as far as I'm concerned, in the magazine, I like pictures, I do, but I like articles. I like to read articles.
You're a reader. Okay, you're a reader.
So I'm not saying that the magazine is going to be over, you know, swamped with reading, because I know a lot of people are not into it. But then again, there's a lot of people that are into reading. So it'll be just enough pictures and just enough reading. It's minimal for everything, just enough for you guys to get the point. You know, that's how I look at it when it comes down to the pictures and the amount of articles that's in the magazine already, because people are asking, how many this are you going to have in this section and this section? And the more sections you put in, the more reading, the more paper, the more effort, the more time, the more energy. You know what I mean? So it's cool that you want to cater. We want to cater to you guys, but if no one is going to step up and say, "Hey, I want to be a team member and help put this magazine together," versus,
well,
"Are you going to do this and are you going to do that?" It's like, okay, who's going to help put this all together? But all
bottom
stuff
line,
that you
it,
said
it,
you want.
bottom line, this is your magazine, people. You tell us how to mold it. You give us your ideas, and we'll try to put them together as best we can. So,
right. Very well said.
We definitely want feedback. We're definitely looking forward to feedback, and we know you guys are going to provide us with that feedback.
Mm-hmm.
So we can make this off-the-page magazine pop.
You did. Because the magazine is for y'all. We're putting together for all you lovely individuals on this planet.
I'm not from this planet.
Exactly, I'm about to say, yeah. But anyway, that L word is being used a lot. What's up with this guy and his L word? You used
what
it
L
earlier
word?
To Miss P. This love word.
Oh.
The love word.
Yeah, the word.
You see?
The love word.
I forgot that word. Makes
you
want to melt.
My man Willie Nelson. Ask him about the love word. Love is, it's a beautiful word. Love and weed go together.
Okay, CR is like, I'm melting.
Yeah, it is love word. No, I'm not saying I'm a hateful person, but jeez. We love this.
I mean,
we love
you know what I said. I didn't know it would be tearing your skin up like that.
It doesn't eat my skin up.
It grinds
like,
you just
like a dungeon dragon.
So you have people crazy. Nah, but it's a beautiful word.
No, I'm gonna write a song called Love.
Yeah, you know what? We're not gonna even have a long show tonight, guys, because our switchboard is just so jacked. I just don't know what to say or what to do, but at least it let us come up and really get the significance of why we needed to, you know, what we needed to say about the magazine out there. You know, things do happen and it's beyond our control. So once again, we apologize about the inconvenience. Cablevision was out here today. We had it all popping, people looking and sticking and driving and looking to try to fix this all up before this time, and it still has not been corrected. Therefore, we're not having the type of signals that we need to keep our devices where we need them to be. So with that being said, you know, we're going to call it an early night, you know, and we're going to just
Am I getting jerked 2 days in a row?
You're getting jerked. You are getting
two
jerked.
2 days in a row? Oh,
my switchboard went totally black.
Put on a chain.
Where's your chain?
I understand.
Yeah, my switchboard went totally black. I can't see nothing. I don't even know what's going on. I thought we had some callers, but I can't even see them no more.
Oh, boy. That sucks.
And I try to click on it, the caller, but I can't even click on the caller. So, caller, if you're listening, I'm so sorry.
Right. Shout out to the caller.
I can't answer.
Shout out to the caller. Thanks for calling and listening to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for staying on the line and listening to us. But, you know, I see you there, baby, but I can't click you on to say what's up. So what's up, honey? And, you know, whoever you are, please try to tune in on Tuesday and let me know that you're
hopefully
there, so I could definitely have you be the first person I talk to on Tuesday.
So
you have a great weekend. And thanks, guys, for being just the amazing people that you are, and I just look forward to all our future projects together.
Endeavors. Right.
Yes, our future endeavors, our future growth, our future everything. Our future is looking really bright right now, and I'm more than blessed to have, you know, you guys around me right now in a time when I need this, the love the most. You guys are here, so I thank you for that.
Well, anything else that I'm Sober Boys can do for you before we go get smacked?
I want the I'm Sober Boys to go get the I'm Smack Boys, okay?
on our way. Thanks,
All right, now, till next week, this is the Intune Show. Tune in on Tuesday at 6 p.m. with Miss P and friends. And we'll talk to you then, babies. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Holla.